94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I am New Haven's own Wanda Coppedge, hanging out with you in the evening jam, always giving you the flavor from the 90s. And if you like 90s music, I think you're going to want to check out this show. It is the 90s Block Party Tour featuring some heavy hitters from that time. A little bit of Guy with Teddy Riley. Of course, some Jagged Edge, some Next, and the brother I have on the phone with me right now, the oh-so-sexy Ginuwine. Ginuwine, what's up?
I'm good. I mean, you're good for my ego.
Oh, I'm right now.
I appreciate that.
And the ladies that are going to come see you, they're going to be good for your ego, too. Now, this is going to be in the Bushnell in Hartford, Sunday, March 11th. Tell me how you got connected and affiliated with the show.
Well, in the 90s, we made a pretty good statement. You know, when I came out with the likenesses of Timberland and Missy and Static Major, Magoo, Aaliyah, and all of us. So, you know, when they said Block Party, they, you know, threw my name in the batch, and they was like, yeah, we definitely can't have it without him. So they called me, and I was like, absolutely. And, you know, I'm always on the road, and I always give 110% when it comes to shows and everything. So they know that I wouldn't, you know, not give the people what they came to see. So they definitely had me come on, and I'm happy, I'm proud to be a part of such a big event, and you know, with also being with some brothers that, you know, I never had issues with.
Yeah,
we all get along, so I'm happy.
Speaking of 110% always shutting down the show, I had the pleasure of seeing you were in a play, Married But Single. And yeah, with Lisa Ray, Bill Bellamy, he was his boy at the time.
Yeah.
And it was like a shock to see you come out and perform. And brother, you went into the crowd, and I think some ladies attacked you when you got to the seat. Tell me what that feeling is like for you when you are performing and you still get that love that you got, like it was just yesterday that you released songs like Pony.
Right. It's always a great feeling to see people reciting or singing the words that you sat down there, you know, in the studio and wrote. And it's a blessing, and also an appreciation for just your hard work. And it also shows that, you know, hard work pays off. And for me to come out there with all of the stars that were on that show and get that welcome, it always makes me feel you know, gratified and appreciated and happy that, you know, I did everything that I was supposed to do as an artist and, you know, give the people great music that still sustains now to the test of time. It's still here. And so it's definitely something that I'm appreciative of and thankful that the people continue to support me.
You know, I'm smiling because you're so humble. I was there, Ginuwine. I was at the show. You did it. You shut it down. They went crazy. If you're just tuning in, I'm on the phone right now with Ginuwine. He's going to be here on the 11th of March. That's a Sunday at the Bushnell in Hartford for the 90s Block Party Tour with Guy, Teddy Riley, Jagged Edge, and Next. Jagged Edge is making a nice comeback, and if I'm not mistaken, you have already worked with some of the members from Next before, back on the Best Man soundtrack, right?
Oh, yeah. My boy, RL, he, myself, and Tyrese, and Case, we worked together. And I've also worked with RL on A Man's Thoughts CD that we did. And, you know, it's always just been a pleasure to work with guys that really love their craft and love the fact that they can put their stamp on, you know, music and make a different, make an impact on music with another artist. And RL is very creative and talented, as well as Teddy and everybody that I'm on the bill with, Jagged Edge and all of them. So it's always a great thing to be involved with fellas that, again, that you get along with and have everyone has an appreciation for each other.
Now, speaking of get along with, you got an appreciation and there's talent. What's up with TGT? He's taking too long to answer that.
That's all I will say. What I can say, I'm actually going in the studio with my little brother Tank.
Okay.
And we're going to work. I just did a few shows with my brother Tyrese. But you know, sometimes when you have three bosses in the room and all of us have our own camp and you know, all of that, it's kind of hard to join those three things together and come out with an understanding. Gotcha. So we just feel like, you know, it's better for us to continue to just be friends, and you know, we move like that. You know, I have no bad things to say about anyone, you know, but I mean, it's just not going to work. So hopefully one day, you know, when everyone comes to their senses, maybe, and we can go, we can revisit it.
You had to slide that in there real quick, yeah. Right?
Yeah, as of now, I'm good. I'm doing my thing, and we're good.
Well, I'm glad you're finding success, each one of you. And also for this tour, you can still purchase your tickets for this. All you need to do is log on.
I'm sad about that. That's supposed to be sold out. Y'all better purchase y'all tickets right now. Y'all better go purchase y'all tickets. This is going to be one of the greatest shows y'all ever seen. You know, my hashtag is the greatest show on earth, and I try to live up to it 110%.
And I can vouch for it. The man is unbelievable when he gets that mic.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So y'all better come on out there and support.
Bushnell.org. And just because you're listening right now, I'm going to go ahead and hook you up. Go over to our website, 943wybc.com. You can win two passes by registering. Genuine, last question before I let you go. Since you're all so amazing, do you try to outsing each other backstage before you hit the stage? Do you do all the extra stuff?
Absolutely not. I think Tank does a little more push-ups than the rest of us. And then Tyrese tries to shine his bald head up a little more than everybody else. So, you know, but when we go out there, we have fun.
That's what's up.
And, you know, that's totally what it's about. You know, it's about fun with me. I've been in the business for 21 years now, and right now it's not a job. It's just fun for me. And at this point, I'm just trying to make my stamp and on music and continue my legacy. But I want to make sure that everybody knows that if you want to continue to follow me or know what I'm doing, get on Instagram, you know, Twitter and all that stuff, and it's at Genuine. And on Snapchat, it's my handle is It's Playtime. So I'm on Instagram a lot more than any other platform. So at Genuine is the one you want to follow. So again, ladies, if you come in to see me, wear your red. I want you to all to enjoy the whole show. I'm by no means saying don't clap or scream for anyone else. I want everybody to enjoy the whole show. But when I do my show, I want to specifically see who comes there to see me. So that's the way that you tell me, with wearing your red, and then you come and take pictures and all that.
Ooh, Genuine flirting. He is flirting. Ladies, it's Playtime on March 11th. And make sure you wear your red. Genuine, we love you. Thank you for taking a moment to talk with us. And yeah, we're definitely coming through to this show. The Bushnell, March 11th. It's the 90s Block Party. Guy Teddy Riley, this beautiful man. Genuine, Jagged Edge, and next. Can't wait for that.
Yes. It'll be crazy.
So until March 11th, you take it easy, be safe, and thank you again for calling in.
Thank you. God bless.
Absolutely wonderful guy right there. That was Genuine and the Family for You. More music after this.